When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome or welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy Health podcast.
We talk about conscious living, self-awareness, and everything in between.
I'm your host, Ree.
Sunset Tim.
Thank you so much for joining us and allowing us to be a part of your journey.
Yes. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling okay. Had a rough day mentally yesterday. Too much social media.
That'll get you every time.
Yeah, but I'm getting better, getting better. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Hydrated well. I slept decent. I had a nice dream and whatnot. So, yeah, I'm feeling good today.
You had a nice dream?
I did.
You gonna tell us what the dream was about?
No, ma'am. I like to keep some of my dreams in the tuck. I can't really tell that all of them out. You know, I gotta see, you know, how they unfold in real life first.
I feel that.
How y'all doing from the cubicles?
From the cubicle. From the gym. Wherever you at.
Let me know how you feel. So.
So today.
A little different.
A little different.
A little something. We wanted to, let me first say, like, when you come in into, like, your healing journey and you on that process, I know at times it can be very exhausting. I just want to state that, like, it's okay to take a break from it. It's okay to, like, put it on pause. It's okay to chill out. Binge watch some shit.
Binge watch you.
You is out. You is some of the goodest Joe. Shit you can get. If you ain't never watched it, I mean, I'm jealous because you get to watch the whole thing, but that's out. If you in the gangster flicks, like Snowfall just came out.
We haven't watched Snowfall yet.
I have not watched it. I know my boy Franklin up to that.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? BMF. You got it's power. Really TV is kind of hidden right now. I can't lie.
You kind of lit.
It used to be dry for me, but... And then I think I got an episode of Abbott to watch too, so shit.
Yeah, we love Abbott. And I just finished binging Jenny in Georgia.
You did. And it was decent.
It was really good. Like, I was crying on some parts.
I wouldn't say.
You didn't watch it like me.
I didn't watch it like
you. You saw me watching it.
I watched a couple episodes. It seemed straight, though.
It's really good. Because I actually got recommended that show from, like, some supporters when I asked, like, what show? Because, you know, when I retwist my hair, like, I binge.
I need some more show. I just started watching The Eddie, too. I'm only one episode in. It's on Netflix, an original limited series. Let me know if y'all got something out there, though. But
let us know.
Yeah, take a break sometimes. Like, you are not a deadline. You don't have to be like, oh, you know, when May come or when April or December. You more in the deadline. You're not this project that's waiting to be done. Like, you a human. You're going to have a whole process, a whole life. To get this thing, not even figured out, but just experience this entire thing. Because you never really figure it out.
Facts.
We just experience it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, big Q&A today.
Yeah, that's it. We just chilling today, vibing. You know, we got some questions. Some of them are, you know, really light. And then we have some that may, you know, go a little deeper. Yeah, go a little heavier, but...
I'm excited to see what y'all want to hear, what y'all want to know.
Yeah,
I have no idea what the question
is. I've been looking at them here and there. How do you increase motivation when you're coming out of burnout?
You want to go first?
I'll let you go first.
For me, when I come out of that mode, I just kind of like reassess why I want to do this in the first place. Pinterest is a place that I usually land. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Love Pinterest. She's that girl.
Do love Pinterest. But yeah, I gotta get back into the reasons why I started it and the reasons why I wanted to do it, who I wanted to connect with, what I wanted to put out into the world, and really like regather my thoughts and, you know, really fall back in love with whatever it is I'm doing. And
Thanks.
You know, get hype, you know what I mean? Kind of like get my pre-workout for my creativity going.
Mm-hmm. Love that. For me personally, burnout is something that I feel like I deal with a lot, especially here recently, because when I go hard on something, like I go super hard on it, which you really gotta have that balance. And when you don't, it results in burnout. So definitely taking a step back, but when getting back into like whatever it is you're doing, the flow of things, like you said, remembering why you started, and also just getting that discipline back in. Because, you know, a lot of times people think, damn, I can't talk. A lot of times people ask, you know, motivation, what gets you inspired? And to be honest, we're not inspired every single day. We're not motivated every single day. And that's where you kind of rely on discipline and your routine and just building a routine that's easy, accessible, and it's sustainable for you, regardless what everyone else's routine looks like on the internet. Even like when it comes to what the things that we tell you, mm-hmm. you have to kind of like go with what works best for you and the routine that is going to easily allow you to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Because there are certain things in our life that we do that we don't even have to think about. Like when we go to the bathroom, our mind doesn't say, oh, bathroom. And you know, we don't really think that out. Mm-hmm. My point being, you want to create healthy habits that you don't even got to think about. That's going to lead you to success and lead you to the goals that you want to accomplish.
I get that.
What is the first thing you do when you get up in the morning?
Sometimes look at y'all, get right to that phone. Exactly. Like I said, sometimes I get right to that phone. That's on a bad morning. I get right to that phone and I get behind on shit. On a good morning, I get up. I don't leave my room until it's clean, actually.
That's true.
I won't leave my room until the bed is clean, incense burning, clothes picked out. I don't know what it is, but that's just like me. I got to get that done. After that, then it's to the hygiene. And then after that, it's to my blueberry smoothie, which I have every day. I have for like
you
last year.
You literally have every day. I'll put you... Let the people know I'll put you on it.
Yeah. You did. You put me on that smoothie.
Why is there a hesitation, though?
Because why didn't you let them know?
Because it's so funny because I was having that smoothie literally every day, and I'd be like, ooh, this smoothie is so good.
It can't be that. He didn't have it every day.
And he like, I don't know. It's just something about blueberry. And I'm like,
I did say that. And I started getting that junk. It is my daily routine. Like I said, when I say every day, I mean literally. I had that junk
every single day. Even I switch it up.
I don't.
You do not.
Like, I'm going to have that joint every day. So that's the morning routine when I do it right. And I also pray. And I try to read a page out of the Quran. If I can get it right, I do all them things first. But ain't nothing like set in stone. Shit happens.
Facts. For me, it's like what you said, on a bad day, immediately get up and get on my phone. And to be honest, that's something that I did for a really long time. And I definitely attribute that to the downfall of my mental health. Like getting up and getting on my phone.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing you could possibly do for your mental health. And like, I'm not even being dramatic. It's like literally one of the worst things. It's one of the worst things you can do.
It's like you starting to let other people program you right off the top.
Exactly. And it's something that I did yesterday. So that's how like, it's just like it sets the tone for your whole day. Like that's why mornings are so important. But on a good day, I wake up before everybody else.
Yeah.
Come downstairs and meditate, kind of like let my thoughts pass. Of course, not give them too much meaning, but give them like paying attention to my thoughts and meditate and work out. I've been following workouts on Nike training app, and why y'all didn't tell me? I knew, but maybe y'all don't know. Some people may know, some people may not know. But yoga, I've been doing yoga. For years, I've done yoga, but Pilates. Why nobody told me Pilates was kind of that girl? Like, I knew it was, like, really trendy on the internet, on social media. But I love them because it's just, like, so quick, but it's so effective.
I used to think yoga and Pilates were the same thing until I actually saw Pilates.
And yeah, you asked me the other day. He was like, what's the difference? And I was just...
Nah, that shit is different.
It's different. It's different. You saw me do Pilates. Saturday or Sunday morning?
That shit didn't look as peaceful as yoga. It did not. It looked
like
it was a challenge.
It's definitely a challenge. And yoga definitely can be challenging as well.
Yeah.
For sure. But I think the difference is Pilates kind of focuses on like those small movements, small but impactful movements for like muscle growth and whatever the case. But yeah, that's my mornings. That's my good mornings.
That's the good morning.
Yeah. I'm telling y'all, stay. I want to reiterate, stay away from your phone, bro. And like, I'm telling you, yeah. Like, it's the worst.
I'm going to do it again, though.
I'm not perfect, so I'm probably going to do it again. But though.
I'm going to do it again one day, watch.
Yeah.
How do you manage or balance working together in your relationship? You going first?
I'll let you go.
We don't. We fucking don't. If y'all were around us, it's a 24/7 fucking work show.
It is.
Like, I don't know. But that's just kind of who we are. So it works out pretty well. But we always talking about work. We always thinking about work. We relax. Don't get me wrong. We do. But even that shit be surrounding work sometimes. So, yeah, we kind of fucking don't. I don't know how to explain it. But, we do this full time, and like working with my wife, it's cool as fuck. And then there's times where I guess like I have to put my husband hat down, like we working, so I'm not really like, I can't use that card at work.
The good thing is though, even now, like our work, we get to be us, so it's really not much of a big difference.
Yeah.
Like literally how we are, we literally like right joke now. And play all day long. Yeah, like yeah. Our daughter is here. Right now, our oldest daughter, she's on spring break from school, whatever. And literally all day, like, she, like, laughing at us. And
yeah, yeah.
We, like, fake argue, like, little stuff like that.
I ain't faking. I'm not faking.
But it be about little...
I can't stand you.
It be about little petty stuff. I can't stand you. It be about little petty stuff. But literally, we literally are big kids. And it's really dope that our work... We literally just get to show up and be ourselves for our work. So it's really not that big of a difference.
No, it's really not. So I would just, if I had to suggest somebody else who's working with their partner, take the certain hats out of certain things. Like when y'all working, like don't bring the husband hat in, because, you know, and don't bring the wife hat in. If somebody needs to say something that the other person might not like, then, you know, it just needs to be said for the better of the business. Let's not make it personal.
Exactly.
Even though, you know, we are in a relationship, let's not make it personal when we hear it reading through these emails and offers and, you know what I mean, as far as the business side. That's one thing we do. We try not to take it personal.
Yeah.
About the business shit.
Yeah, yeah,
which
yeah.
is harder for me to do than you.
It is.
I take everything personal.
He
I don't
does.
Give a
fuck. He's a little cancer guy.
I will. I hold a grudge for the motherfucker over anything.
My little sensitive like, cancer.
I don't give a fuck. I hold a grudge. Over everything, so.
But on another note, though, it's the same note, but it's another page for the note. We do set aside certain days, like where it's about us, or we watch a TV show, mm-hmm. or and then we have movie night for our family where we have popcorn, yes. and so it's just about prioritizing and setting aside days for your loved ones.
Absolutely, this is a good one. Do you guys ever get shy or get nervous when accepting love? Like with compliments or anything of that nature? Absolutely.
All the time.
I don't like to talk. It's like I like to receive. Who don't like to receive praise? But I don't like to give it to myself. And it's hard for me to accept it from other people. But I like to get it. If that explains it. Who don't like to get praise? Everybody does love it. But I don't think we all accept it as we should. We definitely all deserve it. We all deserve that grace. We all deserve to be talked up at times. But I think accepting it sometimes gets weird for us.
Receiving love, compliments, or praise definitely makes me feel weird. I don't know. I think because, unfortunately, often the narrative that I have in my head is quite the opposite of the love that... I'm receiving. I don't know. So, but yeah, like I can get weird about it. But at the end of the day, like you said, we deserve the love and the praise and the compliments, whether it be from ourselves or from those around us. But it's definitely something I'm working on. I'm trying to definitely get more comfortable with receiving compliments and love from the people that love me and the people that I love.
Absolutely. All right, so next, did both you start your healing journeys at the same time, or did one sort of kickstart it?
I think it was, what do you think?
It was definitely you. It was definitely you. It definitely wasn't me, for sure. I didn't know my emotions for a bunch of years. I didn't know mine. And like seeing you take care of yourself and seeing you start to implement certain things into your life, which kind of like intertwine into our lives, definitely made me think about myself and what I had going on. Like, you started it off mostly.
What's something that I started that made you think about yourself?
And meditating. When I first saw you doing it, I was like, I don't know what she doing. Like, what's the point of that? Like, being quiet, like, with your thoughts. I'm like, what kind of effect could that shit even have? I'm like, but I was like, she kept doing it. And like, and I was, at this time, I had just kind of like started to come into my emotions to feel them. And anxiety, I had just found out what that word was. I was going through that. And I actually tried it. And I remember the first time I did do it, big boy tears hit the floor.
Like, for real?
Yeah, I cried. And it hit me like, this is what this means. Like, so yeah, it was always really you for as like the spiritual journey. The only thing I could say I got you with was reading. That was it. Why you look off like that? Because I had to tell you when you got me on the smoothie now. Now you see how I feel?
I absolutely do. Yeah, you got me back on reading. But like years ago. Like 6 years ago.
I used to read books to you.
You did? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We read a whole book. We was going on our way to Texas. We read a whole book together.
It was good times.
Great times. How romantic.
But yeah, you definitely started
it. Yeah, it was me. yeah, I don't really got nothing to say. You said it pretty much.
You started this shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. Shouldn't have it, though.
Why shouldn't I have? Like, what?
Because I started crying and shit.
Yeah, that's what meditation is really all about. Like,
you want everything to be about crying, though.
Everything is about crying. Like, at the end of the day, it's I don't care what nobody says. It's all about crying. And, like, every time I meditate, like, it literally brings me to tears. But that's another topic for another day.
This one is probably good. Tips dealing with mild anxiety. I can't even pinpoint what's triggering it.
Ooh, child.
Yes, mild anxiety happens to me it used to happen to me all the time. Like, and I kind of like developed little tricks from it. One of the best books I ever read on it was Rewiring the Anxious Mind.
Oh, okay. I knew you was going to say it, but I don't know the exact title. I didn't read it.
That book helped me out a lot. It got some of the best tips in there. But
what about the Four Gifts of Anxiety?
I was going there, yeah. Okay. Next, the Four Gifts of Anxiety as well. Sometimes anxiety can be hard to trigger point because it can be stored up. It ain't necessarily got to be something that just happened.
Facts.
That's one. The second thing was coming out of nowhere is like your body will kick into anxiety in certain places. Even when mentally you know you're safe there. But if you've had an anxiety attack at this spot before, your body will kick into that mode.
Or maybe even that area, that spot.
Or that
your
spot.
Body, like, recognizes something that your mind doesn't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even if you haven't had a anxiety attack or anything like that in that particular space.
Or the mind will do it, vice versa. Either one. But breathing techniques is a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
Pausing throughout your day before you go into the next activity will help you as well. Just taking a moment before you go. I know a lot of times it can seem like you go from waking up to work to this to that. Just take a couple moments, like maybe it's 5 minutes, just to breathe through what just happened, so you don't let everything kind of pile up on you at once at the end of the day. You think about how rough, or you just get fluttered with a bunch of emotions and thoughts all at one time.
Yeah. Anxiety is something that we both deal with. Like, anxiety has really taken over us.
Certain points of our lives.
Yeah. And it's like you said, it's just developing small habits that are going to comfort you. For me, like, staying off my phone. I know I said that earlier, but, like, being on my phone a lot gives me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I do know why.
Yeah, a lot of shit coming at you at once.
Yeah. Another thing is movement. Like, literally, scientifically, movement, it helps with anxiety, depression. You know, it really boosts your mental health. So that's something that I definitely would recommend. Another thing is journaling. I know I talk about journaling all the time. Pretty much everything that we always say, pretty much everything that we're saying, we always say, but definitely journaling, because it's one of those things where you have to sit down and be with yourself, like just sit with yourself, hear your thoughts, because maybe some anxiety is coming up from trauma or situation that you haven't worked through yet. So I definitely would journal. Also, something that I've done recently is microdosing. Now you might want to like check in with do your research. Don't let me saying like that I'm microdosing be your research.
Yeah, you just go grab them.
Yeah, like I definitely, it has helped me out a lot. I noticed that it's been about a little over a week and I definitely feel the change. Like, I'm not saying anxiety doesn't come up. I'm not saying, like, life is just perfect now. But I'm more conscious. I guess I have more clarity now. But, yeah, it's really been working for me.
Yes, absolutely. And don't run from your problems either. That's a lot of anxiety. You get built up. Yes. You let your problems just kind of build this great list on you. Knock them out just one by one. Don't think about all of them. You had this problem.
Yeah.
But as long as
still
like,
do.
You would think about all your problems as a whole. And I used to tell you, baby, just calm down. Just go to the first one. And then once that's finished, we go into the second one. Like, don't think about them as a whole.
That literally happened Sunday.
They did. You had, what's they called?
Sunday scaries.
You had a Sunday scaries all the time. I don't really have Sunday scaries. I be so laid back and calm. I'm usually going to get scared for certain other things, but.
Certain other things.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Problems usually you don't give me too much anxiety. Not when I think through them.
Yeah, and then breathing, like you said, and also just crying. Maybe you just need to cry.
Good old crying.
Just let it out.
You are a queen cry. Okay, the next one. What are some small daily things you do that bring you happiness? You going first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I don't really like the word happiness.
Yeah, I was going to mention it.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, you wasn't. I don't really like the word happiness because I think that happiness is something that's temporary. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be what we aim for.
Nope.
Happiness is really overrated.
I try to stay away from happiness. Of course, I like to be happy.
Right.
But happy is a temporary thing. It's like something that comes and goes. It's almost
right.
like a drug. Like
yes.
You're going to have a nice high, and then you got to come back down. But what I've learned, something that is more sustainable than the drug high that happy gives you is gratitude. When you show gratitude, you are grateful for just about everything in your life. It just lasts so much longer than happiness everywhere.
Yes.
Like you can be grateful every single day. You might can be happy every single day, but during this human experience, that just might not be the case.
Right, and that's okay.
And that's okay, but throughout everything that goes on through your life, the good, the bad, the mid, whatever happens, you can always be grateful, though.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
mm-hmm.
can take that gratitude you have. So grateful, being grateful for things lasts a lot longer than happiness, so just make sure you're grateful for what you have, what you don't have, what you've seen, and what you want to go do.
Oh, that is an amazing answer.
Really?
Like, dead ass.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Because now I got to follow. I mean, yeah, gratitude.
Yeah. Just what he said.
What he said. But what's the question, though? It's some small things. Is expressing gratitude your answer for that?
Yeah, expressing gratitude is my answer to that. Because like I said, happiness is so tricky. Like,
mm-hmm.
I hate to tell people like to do this and be happy or do that. Because when you don't, then you get like double sad.
Right.
Like, you start to think like,
because you have expectations, yeah. And it's like it worked for Reed,
Tim. Why isn't it working for me? What y'all want me to tell y'all?
Yeah.
Watch some NBA on TNT. Fuck, watch some ESPN.
Dying.
Like,
I'm literally dying.
Y'all want happiness? I keep telling y'all, watch Kyrie play. And y'all will fucking get happy.
No.
Sorry. Like, y'all asked, and now y'all got it.
Yeah, definitely. No. But definitely express gratitude. I find that whenever I'm sad, quote unquote, feeling the emotion of sadness, it's coming from an area, a place of lack.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I wish I had this. Oh, I wish I did this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But once you express gratitude for the things that you do have and the people that you do have in your life, it definitely puts you in it's a whole different perspective.
Yeah, it's a whole nother perspective. I know we want that Benz, but let's be grateful that we got that car that gets us the Whole Foods. You know what I mean? Let's be grateful for what we do have. I know we want a loft, but let's be grateful for the roof we got right now.
And I think also, I want to say this, I think we'll find that we want particular things. Who doesn't want nice things, right?
I want hella nice things.
But we desire. We desire nice yes. things. Not want. We desire. But I think oftentimes we are trying to fill a gap. We're trying to fill mm-hmm. a void that's within us. And again, we just need more of us.
Yeah. So, sis, practice that gratitude. And I promise you, I can put my name on it. You practice that gratitude, you'll find happiness.
I guarantee you.
Within that.
Guarantee you.
Guarantee it.
I guarantee it. How to gain confidence?
Repetition.
Repetition.
Repetition and practice will give you confidence. If you've done it and done it and done it, you have so much confidence that you can get it done. So whatever it is you want to have confidence in, I don't necessarily know, but repetition will definitely build confidence in you.
Yeah.
Steady, keep doing that shit.
Yeah, and then if we're talking about confidence in yourself and your physical vessel, my number one thing is to definitely stop comparing yourself. I noticed mm-hmm. that I feel fucking worse about myself when I'm on the internet because there's so many fucking pretty bitches on the internet. So it's like we unconsciously start to compare ourselves, right? But I think that we have to focus on ourselves and just find little things that we love about ourselves and little things that make us unique from everybody else, because that's the beauty of it. Like, that's why we're all so beautiful, because we are ourselves. Like, there's nobody on this earth who not only looks like me, acts like me, thinks the way I think, like, you know what I'm saying? So number one would definitely be, for me personally, like, stop comparing yourself to other people. Like, you always say, I mean, it's a well-known thing, like, comparison is the killer of joy.
Yeah.
So definitely stop doing that. Another thing is to talk nice to yourself. I always say that. But hype yourself up like, you're a bad bitch. You're that girl. Thanks. You do this shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and then find out where you lacking too. As you say, if you lacking some confidence in a certain area, you got to find out what area that is so you can build it up. If you think that you have little confidence about, like, speaking because you feel like you have a small vocabulary, then you can address that by, you know, reading more and things of that nature. If it's lack of confidence with the body, you could work out and do other things of that nature.
And express like love for yourself and yes. understand that there's nothing wrong with you and you're beautiful and that you're beautiful the way you are. Damn, can I talk? You're beautiful the way that you are. But I always find that there's a fine line between like changing the things that you don't like about yourself and expressing love and gratitude for how you look now. Like, I think there's a fine line between that. And when it comes to, like, you know, wanting to change things about your body, your intention has to be set for that. Like, you know, you don't want to be working out because you hate yourself, right?
Never that.
You want to work out because you love yourself. And you deserve to, like, put good nourishment in your body. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. How to stop self-destruction?
Stop self-abuse first.
Ooh.
Stop the negative narrative. Stop telling yourself you can't. Stop telling yourself, you know, all the negative thoughts that keep clouding you. Try to take into account what's being said and kind of stop it. If it's a certain place or activity that brings about these thoughts, let's wind down on that. Let's move away from that. First, stop the self-abuse. That's the first thing. After that, kind of like heal up. Like, put the band-aids on what you have, like, done to yourself. Give yourself some grace. Let you know that you wasn't... I know you didn't mean to hurt yourself when you said those things. You was kind of trying to, you thought it was like getting you on track.
Right.
You thought it was tough love, but really it was just abuse. Put a Band-Aid over them wounds. And after that, try to rebuild. You know what I mean? Try to stack it up. Start to water yourself a little bit. Get out in the sun. Grow a little bit.
Pretty good.
You got anything for that?
Yeah, for sure. I think the fact that you are acknowledging that you are self-destructing, that's amazing. Because, like, acknowledgement is always a first step, because I've seen it with people I love and know, and within myself, like, a lot of times we are repeating the same cycle, repeating the same patterns, and sometimes it's hard to even realize that, to notice, like, wow, I'm doing it again. Like, I'm doing it again. Yeah. So acknowledging, acknowledgement is always an amazing first step to take. After you've done all the things that my lovely co-host just said, you know, stop the self-abuse, start talking nicely to yourself, start affirming to yourself, start believing in yourself. I think so many times we don't believe in ourselves. Yes. We do not. We think that, and it's really hard to accomplish things, whether it be something tangible or something within you. It's hard to accomplish things when you don't believe in yourself. Mm. It's like, who are you trying to fool, me or you? Like, you have to really believe in yourself.
To the point where if you got to be delusional about it, be that.
I highly recommend you be delusional.
If you got to be delusional about the whole thing, do that. Because, like, so many things, like, y'all talk about, you know, how y'all love this content. We love y'all.
We do love y'all so much.
But we had to be quite delusional to believe that, you know, two people with no experience in entertainment or podcasting or, like, public speaking could make this, like, successful podcast. You have to be delusional. I know a lot of the things you want to accomplish, nobody in your circle has done. You don't know anybody who's doing it. So, by all means, be a little open crazy.
And then the next thing I would say is to make a plan. Like, okay, you see that you keep repeating these patterns, you keep doing these certain things. Well, what is something that I can do to stop doing it? You know what I'm saying?
Make a plan.
Like, definitely make a plan and
stick to it.
Execute it. Stick to it, for sure.
Most of us make plans, and baby, I'm brilliant at making plans.
I am the queen.
I don't think none of you hoes is better at making plans than me.
Nah.
I can make hella plans. Hellas. Like, millions of... I can make $1 million plans.
Literally, that was at one point when we actually... What happened?
I'm thinking about that, just like...
Oh, I was just going to say, like, there was at one point when we literally, like...
We had
so many business ideas, and we hopped from one thing to another. Like,
in a week's time, we was like... We was going to do photos. We bought a camera. I think that same week, we said we was going to do t-shirts. We bought a printing, like, the press.
We literally bought a press machine.
Dog.
And, I mean... I think it's amazing that we, like, finally realized, like, we ended up taking that press machine back. We was like, okay, we doing too much.
But we was like, we doing way too much. We got it. And I'm still with it now. Like, I'm taking everything really slow. Really, like, nurturing all my ideas and thoughts before I just, like, run with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The crazy thing about progress is that it happens slowly but surely. And also, like, progress can get boring. Like, we come in here every week, we record the podcast. It can become mundane. It can become boring. Like, even healthy habits, it can become really boring. So then what do? We self-sabotage because we're bored. You know what I mean?
You said you slow footed because you so bored. You in the routine of it all and whatnot. But them the dog days you got to get through and spice it up. That's why we kind of that was kind of the reason why we wanted to do this Q&A.
Definitely.
We thought it was great fun, and it is. It's been
it
a lot
is,
of fun.
It
like,
is.
It definitely has gave me like the legs. Like, I'm hyped to do next week's episode because we kind of took a week off from the quote unquote like healing topics.
But definitely. Don't let the boring days affect you. Like, I'm telling you, boredom or the mundane days
are the most important.
And it creates consistency.
Yes.
And consistency creates success.
Yes, because all you're doing is waiting for things to go. I know how it sounds, like, you're waiting for things to go downhill. And what I mean by, like, I know when you hear things going downhill, you think the numbers are going down. But no, how progress works, you're pushing something up the hill. And you just steady pushing and steady pushing. And then one day, this shit gonna go fast. So a lot of people we think are like, they went viral. You go to their page, they've been uploading for 3 years. They were just waiting for the ball to finally go downhill with some steam. And like, shit took off for them. So all you doing is pushing that ball up the hill so you can go downhill.
Love that analogy. Somebody told me it's called analogy.
That is correct. That is correct. That is correct.
But love that. Fave book ever. What's your favorite book of all time?
Oh, shit.
That's a tough one, isn't
it? That's a tough one. There's so many books that have impacted me. Shit. The Alchemist is one of my favorite books of all time. I got like, I'm gonna just give y'all probably three. I just can't say one.
Oh, me, I was gonna give a couple.
Yeah, I'm gonna get. Oh, yeah, you can give a couple. The Alchemist is a very easy to read. It's a classic, brilliant book. The Alchemist.
I still haven't read The Alchemist.
Asada, one of the best books I ever read in my life. Asada was a beautiful book. Highly recommended. And then
her biography, right?
Yeah, it's the autobiography of Asada Shakur. Amazing book. That's what I recommend. I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Yes.
By Maya Angelou. Is it Low or Lou?
I don't know. I'm just gonna say Maya.
Okay.
Big Sis. Maya. By Big Sis. That one was beautiful. Black Boy Joy by Dee Watkins was also beautiful.
Which I found that for you at the library.
You did. Living and Dying While Black in America. Dee Watkins was good.
You said three.
Shit, I got the rolling.
That's
like,
10.
Yeah, I'll let you go now. I can go all day.
What I love is that our reading choices, our reading picks are so different. Like,
they
I have literally have not read any of those books.
Yeah.
Okay, so mine would be If Beale Street Could Talk by...
Damn, I read that book too, though.
You did. But If Beale Street Could Talk by James Baldwin, OG. The GOAT.
The GOAT.
Another one is The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra.
I recommend that one all the time.
All the time. Another one is Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. That's an amazing book. Both of those books, it's not a book that you just like pick up once and you're done with.
No, that's on there for a lifetime to go back to.
For sure. Like, I find myself going back to like certain parts in the book and just certain parts that I feel like serve me for wherever I'm at in my life during that time. What else? I'm trying to think of another fiction book.
I know one book for you.
What? How you gonna pick my favorite book for me?
I know it though.
I pick it.
Atomic Habits. That's one of your favorite
books. Oh my
Atomic
God. Goodness.
That one.
Love Atomic Habits.
You're a Badass.
Love You're a Badass.
You love that book as
I
well?
Still gotta make my book list.
Yeah, we're going to get that.
We're going to make the book list, I promise you. I was trying to think, here lately, some books that I read, like fiction. I get nonfiction and fiction mixed up sometimes, but novels, fiction. People Person by, I forgot the author. I don't know why I can't, author. How do you say author?
Author. I don't.
That's an amazing book. Also, one of my favorite authors is Britt Benet. Oh my God, she wrote a book called The Vanishing Half, and it's a thick ass book, but it's so good. So thick, but it's so good. And The Mothers, both of those are by her, and I love them. I was just like knee deep in them from the moment I opened them up. So Britt Benet is amazing.
Bonus book, and this is an Audible. Dog, I'm trying to think of the one John we met with the brothers in it.
What is that book called?
It's an Audible book. This is for my ratchet readers.
Yes, cause
is it? Damn, what is it called?
Let me go see. Hold on.
So yeah,
the Freedom Brothers.
But it's called In True Thug Fashion.
Yeah.
If you a ratchet reader and you need something like that in your life, dog, that is it.
In True Thug Fashion, it's gonna give you everything that you need to give. It's like they call them hood tales.
They call them hood tales, baby. I tell you,
so good. We listen to those together. That's something else that we like to do.
Yeah, we listen to Audibles. But in True Thug Fashion, if you a ratchet, reader. I'm telling you,
you need a little ratchetivity in your life.
On me, that's it for you. That's a bonus right there for y'all.
For sure. What is something valuable you've learned in the What is something valuable you've learned in adulthood that you're making sure to teach your kids?
Playing it safe won't get you there.
Good.
It won't. I played it safe for my younger adulthood, and it don't pan out the way you think it's going to pan out. Go hard for that shit right now. Like, there's no need to wait for it. Playing it safe did not do me I ain't gonna say it didn't do me any good, but it definitely stalled me some. And I don't want to see my kids stalled on their dreams. I want to see their potential blossom good and early.
Yeah.
So, yeah. One thing I'm definitely teaching both my daughters is to not play it safe.
Yeah. Something that I'm teaching them is to always, like, discover self. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think in this society, we put a lot of emphasis on, you know, money and tangible things and luxury and stuff like that. And I don't want them to ever worry about money. Not like from a standpoint where, like, I got y'all. Y'all gonna be taken care of. Thanks. No matter what. And all I want y'all to do is, like, you know, always get to know yourself, discover yourself. And it then becomes easier to find purpose and passion in your life and follow a career path or find your thing that will affect not only others, but also fulfill you.
Yeah, absolutely. I say it all the time, but recently I've been saying if it don't affect everybody around you positively, you're dreaming too small.
Facts.
Like, if that shit you want to do, don't get everybody else, like, right, dream bigger.
Yeah. And then, do you want this to be the last question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Regardless. I'm going to read the question, but, like, is this coming? Okay. How do I stop feeling like I'm running out of time for life and in the health I want? I'm 33. First of all, 33 is young. It's hella young. I'm going to just say that.
You have
plenty of time. And number one, I think we have to stop comparing. Because, like, the only way to think that you're running out of time, I feel like, is you're comparing yourself to other people. And also, you're going by society's terms as well.
Yeah, and you're too far into the future. You're thinking too far.
Yes.
There. Just get more comfortable being the now. Now is always a great time to start. I think 33 is an amazing time to start your fitness journey.
Yeah.
Any journey you want to start, I think this is an amazing time. You are so smart right now. You're smarter than you ever been. You can really get it done. One thing is, and what I learned, like, and I don't mean to be rude, but I want to be blunt with you. We gotta stop procrastinating.
Yeah.
When you get to your, I hate to say when you get to your 30s, but, like, once you get to a point where, like, you feel it, like, you want to do that, you gotta stop procrastinating and get around to actually, like, doing that thing.
Yeah.
Like, you can't keep BSing yourself about it. And that's just coming from somebody, like, I'm 32. Like, I try not to bullshit myself no more. If I really ain't gonna be in that, I ain't gonna have too many thoughts about it. You know what I mean? I gotta get it cracking.
Yeah, and I think, I forgot what episode it was, but you made a really good point. Shame. Transcending shame.
Yeah.
That would be a really great episode to listen to if you haven't already. Because you made some really good points regarding this question. But you have time as long as there is air in your lungs.
You got time.
You have time. Like, you literally just can't have the, like, I don't know why, when we think about healthy habits and change and things that can affect us positively, it seems so far off in the future.
Yeah, we always throw our future, we always throw happiness and our goals for our future self.
And promise, yes. But you can do that shit right now. Like, literally, whatever you want to do, you can do it right now. And like you said, just stop procrastinating and don't be afraid to start over.
Mm-mm.
Like, literally, people change careers, change jobs, like, really late in life sometimes, at 40, 45, whatever the case may be. Like, as long as there's air in your lungs, it's okay to start over. It's okay to start that thing that you always wanted to do. And I think sometimes we can feel like, okay, that turn I took 2 years ago, it was the wrong turn, you know. And we can also sometimes feel like where I'm at right now, like, you know,
isn't cohesive for that.
It's not cohesive for where I want to be. But you do have to really find gratitude in every single moment and try to look at everything, whether it seems like it or not, look at everything as a lesson. Like, what can I learn from this? And I talked about this on a previous episode before as well. But when I was fucking working at Kohl's, it was like, what? Why am I here? Like, you know what I'm saying? But literally, every single thing that you are experiencing in your life is not by accident. It's literally going to help you for whatever it is that you need, like whatever you're trying to accomplish in the future. It's going to help you. It's all connected. It's all related. And you have to believe that. And you have to be gracious for where you are now. And understand that you have a long way to go, but you're going to get there. And you can just start now.
Yeah. For you at 33, I know you might be feeling that you ain't got the time, but analyze your time. I suggest that everybody, like, that wants to do something, they want to start something, take 7 days and analyze your time. And what I mean by that is, like, okay, you got 8 hours at work. How many hours you sleep? When you start doing stuff, track how long you really did that. Like, okay, I sat here at 6:02, and I sat here and shit. I binge-watched something on Netflix till 8 o'clock. Then got in the shower, and then I ate dinner. All right, then. So you saw right there on Mondays, you got 2 hours that you could have spent in the gym.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just take a week and analyze your time and see what you were actually doing with it. And you'll see, me and Ree just recently did that. We was trying to figure out this podcast schedule along with other outlets of creativity we got along with working out and things like that. And we kind of figured it out. Like Monday, Tuesday, Friday, we can work out because those are light days as far as our content creating. Like analyze your time and make sure you're really using your time and energy to really get the things you want out of life.
Definitely, Aaron. A song that you put me on here recently is 60 Days by Larry June. And understanding that where you are, like, things can change really quickly. If you put in the time, the dedication, and the purpose and intention, things can change really, really quickly.
Absolutely. And with that being said,
thank you guys so much for joining us today. We hope we answered your questions. We love you, sending you so much abundance, peace, and everything you need in this moment. Until next time, bye.
Peace.